For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit TFormers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Weebum, featuring XV.
You are listening and hopefully watching Radio Free Cybertron, the oldest Transformers podcast still on the internet. And probably the first one ever, but there's some debate. I'm XV, and I'm hosting. You can run away in fear now. I won't blame you.
We're so sorry.
I didn't learn my lesson after New Soundwave a couple weeks ago, but after this, I'll give you guys a break and let somebody else do it next time.
I didn't see the email until it was too late. I'm so sorry.
Okay, there's still a chance I will be ousted during the first break, and we will come back with a different host.
Yeah.
So with us,
that's how we roll on the.
It's musical hosts tonight.
Yeah, musical hosts tonight.
Interesting concept. With us this week, of course, we have JD Church, Peter or Weebum, whatever. I'm not doing the AKKA
whatever.
Even though didn't you just do it though? Is that
you did?
No, I was saying I wasn't doing it, which is different than actually doing it.
Oh.
Keep up, dude.
Okay.
We have Amy, Lady Rec, John DeLuna, and Rob Clay joining us from New Soundwave.
Hi.
Yay.
I told you guys this is going to be the best worst show ever.
Or is it the worst best show?
And Brian Kilby is withdrawing from pills, so he can't be here. He's in detox.
That sounds so much worse than it is.
Yeah.
Detoxing from.
Now he's wishing he was on the show just to...
Don't worry, he'll find a way to get back at XV one way or another.
If he's sitting there at the producer's station, he can still cut in if he wants to.
I'm cutting in right now, and I'm okay. Believe me. It's okay.
So did everybody actually hear that?
Next week when I'm dead, JD will host permanently.
Well, there you go, kids.
Well, that's a relief to me as much as it is to you. the first news item we have is that the Transformers Prime season finale is confirmed to be airing on October 16th on the Hub and will conclude the three-part One Shall Rise story arc. That's the one that Canada only got the first part of before somebody went and told them, you're not doing that anymore.
Nice.
So, you know, it's been almost a year since Transformers Prime started. Does it really seem like that much time has passed?
No.
No. But that's Cartoon Network for you. They have a way of dragging out.
No. This isn't Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. It's Hub.
Yeah. No, but you know, if we were talking about Young Justice, you'd be right on the spot with that.
Which is true with that. They finally had a new episode, which sucked.
Listen. They finally had a new episode, and even though it's production-wise still from the first season block, they were calling it the season premiere of Young Justice.
Well, because other things were season premiering, because what else? Batman Brave and the Bold was also season premiering, even though it's halfway through that season. So, yeah. I don't know why they did that. Mid-season, maybe? Anyway. But no, it's Hub, and so maybe they're continuing the tradition set by Cartoon Network of dragging out shows forever.
Well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. They shouldn't be following their suit.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that. They should just, you know.
Cartoon Network's not an example to follow.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. I mean, they've only been a wildly successful channel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Transformers Prime, the Darkness Rising 5-parter DVD is up for pre-order on Amazon for $13.49.
That sounds spectacular. Is it in HD?
Well, being that it's a DVD, probably not. But if they do a Blu-ray, I assume that would be in HD.
So will they do it animated style though, where they like chop it off and make it like full screen?
Oh,
That would be awesome.
If they do that, really? Come on. Full well, screen is the, so...
They did it with animated. I mean, animated was...
Animated was also... Animated was... It was broadcast in full frame, so it's not like they cut anything off for the DVD version.
No, but there was a full frame HD version of it that they... instead of putting that on the DVD, which would have made sense, they went with the full screen version.
Well, that's probably Paramount's fault as much as anybody's.
I don't care whose fault it is. Dumb.
I'm just saying that, you know, Shout might actually treat it a little better.
Oh.
Well, I hope so. I did see a tweet from Shout that said that there will be extras for the Darkness Falls. So
will they be accurate?
I don't know. They just said that there will be extras. They just said that there will be extras. There will be things. Outtakes or whatever.
They Are they going to steal fake things from Zob's site again or what?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
I don't speak for Shout. they just said there would be more than just Darkness
I Falls. I really do hope that they do eventually do Blu-rays for Transformers Prime, because it looks so good in full HD.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I have to say, I would be 100% happy with that if they did that. So,
although even just getting the DVDs will still be better than, you know, SDTV quality.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You guys are so spoiled with your fancy HD TVs.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah. You know.
There's no point in having a fancy HDTV unless you're going to be spoiled with it.
I don't have an HDTV. I watch it via my nice computer screen.
You don't have an HDTV?
I don't.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with us?
I don't what's wrong with you guys? That's the question. HD content?
I don't know. I kind of thought I lived in the 21st century. I don't...
Yeah, I mean, there's this stuff called high-definition television programming.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Now it's not like we have...
watching PBS and drinking fine sherry.
Hey, PBS, actually, PBS isn't my def. It's kind of crazy.
Do you write on papyrus and drive your car by pulling your feet in the ground? And,
do you still use a pen?
I use a... I don't use those ballpoints.
Is your garbage disposal
feathers?
Your garbage actually a pig that lives under your sink? I mean,
a pterodactyl.
I actually pump my own water from the well outside.
Elephant trunk that comes through for your.
You
this is how little news we have this week.
This is called a Flintstone joke, kids. Remember that show?
Yeah, I remember Flintstone Kids.
Yeah, Flintstone Kids. That's a different show. But yeah, that one too.
So in other news this week, I say with air quotes.
My job is to drag the news out. Don't you understand that when we have no news, I am here to make it seem longer.
Yes, but you have to realize that when I host the show, nothing needs dragging out because it will be hours and hours all by itself.
That's true. How long was your show this week?
2 hours and 16 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How long was my show this week?
I don't know.
Six
I don't
hours hear. And 25 hours and
90 minutes.
Did you say 6 hours, 25
really?
Hours?
90 minutes.
Shut up. Yes.
You went 90 minutes this week, JD. Seriously?
Versus went 90 minutes. We made it our goal.
Were you on the show?
90-minute show. Yep.
Wow. But see, the thing is, with my show this week, we had to make up for skipping the week before. So we had twice as much content to talk about.
Oh, I see.
And also, I cannot manage time at all.
Ah. It's kind
of
fun.
I'm learning.
So, in Dark of the Moon home video news, Germany, at least, will be getting a transforming case like I was looking for a few weeks ago. This time, it's a Megatron, but based on the last two movies, not this one.
Aww.
What?
Maybe it was left over from somebody else who didn't want to take it when the first two movies were running.
Wouldn't surprise me.
We found out that Best Buy will have special slip covers for the U.S. DVD. One side will be Bumblebee, and the other side will be Shockwave. Because he was so important to the movie, after all.
I know, he was extremely relevant to the film. He,
But he was definitely important to all of the, like, promos and trailers and stuff.
Right. Because he did the,
he had most screen time there.
Well, he was there.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he had that giant tentacle.
Yeah, he had the cool thing. He had that Hentia thing that he attacked.
Tentacle right with the skyscrapers.
Yay.
The UK has pre-orders for their movie trilogy set, which will cost about $40 US equivalent for the DVD version, and about $50 for the Blu-ray. Information for the US release is still to be determined.
Yo, what's up with that hyperbole in, like, the promo stuff too? Because they're saying, like, the greatest action film of all time. Like,
it is.
What? God, what, like, is wrong?
I mean, like, what? Like, how do you even? Like, it's, and they're saying that about every film now. It's like, really? Like, yeah, well, how it has no, yeah, you know, power anymore.
What I always think is that the people that they quote for, if you actually read the review, it's like, this is not the greatest film of all time, action movie of all time, but it's okay. And then they just crop
it.
No.
See, all they have to say is that it's one of the greatest such and such of all time. And then it's automatically true because no matter how bad it is, it's one of the greatest, no matter how far down the list it is.
Yeah.
Though I always assume the scenario you're talking about is exactly what happened when you get those one-word quotes in movie ads. Mm. It's like,
spectacular. Like, it's spectacularly crap.
Mm-hmm. Or exciting, and the full sentence is, getting out of the theater was the most exciting thing I did all that night.
Right.
Well, no. See, Rob, in that case, the one-word quote wouldn't be exciting. It would be, the most exciting thing I did all night.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Because
right.
that's even stronger while being out of context.
Yes.
Right. I love movie advertising.
Cassie said the Dark of the Movie is the best Bayverse movie. It may be the best Bay movie. I mean, there's not a lot of competition. I'm not, you know.
Armageddon, which is a
Armageddon
classic.
Armageddon is terrible.
Armageddon just a prolonged movie trailer?
Yeah,
or a music video. Take your pick.
Yeah. Armageddon was absolutely hard. The premise of the movie is absolutely terrible.
The island.
Okay, now Armageddon was the one where they got all the old retired astronauts to shoot up into space too.
Oh no, it's worse than that.
Cowboys or something like that.
They were oil drillers.
Space cowboys
was something different.
They bypassed highly trained expert astronauts for.
They had the one guy who they shot in the face because he tried to.
Oh well,
that's good stuff.
That's fine then.
I think the robot chicken version is funnier.
Well, that's saying something, considering it's, you know, robot chicken.
Robot chicken, yes.
Damn.
Oh, yes.
I like robot chicken.
T-Formers has a list of relevant panels at the upcoming New York Comic Con, including Transformers Prime, the upcoming MMO, and Hasbro Brands. Ooh. And T-Formers will be covering each of these as they happen during the third weekend of October.
I got an email from the MMO the other day. I think it just said, hey, this is happening.
Wait, did you get the email that was like 3 weeks old that said, or like a month old that said, Jagex at GamesCon? And I'm like,
may have been, yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
Happened like 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
What are you saying right now? Peter, do you know who from T-Formers will be attending New York Comic Con to give us coverage?
Jay will be there.
Awesome.
He'll be there. I will be supporting remotely, most likely.
So is this going to be another one of the like live blogging things?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to reveal anything too crazy.
No, probably not.
More Prime toys and stuff. But I'd be interested in the exclusive to see what kind of exclusive they're going to put out there.
They're probably going to put out an exclusive Optimus Prime Creon with its Matrix open.
What?
Okay.
But is Matrix stored in the posterior section? Like, what are you trying to say here? Like,
yes, with the Matrix in the back pocket.
I don't know. We were told
you want a real Optimus Prime toy with that as a feature, because the chest is just so overdone.
We were told at BotCon that they will have some sort of exclusive that's not movie related, which is pretty obvious, but most likely, yeah, it'll most likely be like Prime and more Creon stuff, or Creo stuff.
I would admit, or leftovers from San Diego Comic-Con, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, the Nerf Blaster.
The Nerf Blaster.
With a new sticker. It says New York instead of San Diego.
Right.
Just first, like this.
It's marked in, right?
It'll just be a piece of masking tape over half the logo. the magic part.
It says first edition and it just crossed out like second on top of it.
Yeah. I'm down with that. So finally in the news, and this is what a slow week it's been, SavCon announces Neil Kaplan, voice of Robots in Disguise, Optimus Prime, to their expanding guest list.
Wow.
Neil Kaplan is also known for doing loads of other voices in anime and Power Rangers.
You could...
Oh,
I said loads, okay. And I thought you were going somewhere else.
I could have, but... Yeah.
Oh, those.
We'll just leave it there. Just leave it there. Yeah. Okay.
Well, with that part of the news out of the way, why don't we go to Amy for comic news?
Okay, we're not going to do the intro stuff, right?
I guess Brian's not back yet to launch the intro.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Did I wait or did I just go for it? Okay.
They can't hear you.
But it was the one-side discussion in which we realized that we went way too quickly to Amy's deal and missed doing her cool intro music. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. So Ongoing 26 is out today. Next chapter, Cybertron Chaos, is here. It's okay. I'm not impressed by a big deal, but I'm also not offended either. So, I'm concerned how the comics are going because it's not as epic as they pushed it to be to begin with. So, we'll see how it goes. Also, a flash forward. This is something that I did not write into the news, so I'm going to do my best to read it. Issue 42 of the Transformers Collectors Club magazine will wrap up Year 2 of the current 3-year story arc, all taking place in the Wings of Honor universe. Years 1 and 2 focus on the Elite Guard and the early days of the Autobot-Decepticon War. Taking place 9 million years ago, we have seen a young Cup battle alongside Dion, Magnum, Sideburn, and finally Optimus Prime. The thrilling conclusion of Year 2 will be hitting mailboxes this December. And then next year... Flint Dilly is going to be writing for the Transformers Collectors Club magazine. So,
I think he's writing the first installment of next year's fiction.
Yeah, which would be kind of cool because he'll also be writing Autocracy. So, maybe there might be some crossover between the two. It'll be kind of cool.
It'll be interesting to see where he goes with Transformers after being away from it for 2 decades.
Very true. Very true. Very true. So. But other than that, it's kind of been a slow week for comics as well, so that's pretty much it.
Man, September sucks.
It is. It's really hot.
A bit.
Slower than snot, man.
Okay. John, why don't you tell us about what's going on in the chat room?
Okay. On that note, so I asked the chat just now if they are still excited and looking forward to Prime episodes, and if the pace of new episodes and the complete lack of toys is hurting their interest. So I've gotten a couple of answers here. So Don says that the animated style of delay in both shows and toys isn't helping, but he's still a little bit excited, and Diecast still can't wait for the toys, so he's still psyched for the toys. But they're taking, I think, too long, on both fronts. I frankly have forgotten we are getting toys. More than one occasion, I've just completely forgotten. Oh, yeah, we're going to get those.
This is definitely an animated issue once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost inexcusable when they have such complete control of this or much greater control.
what I'll go back to here is that Hasbro themselves have said outright that they wanted to try to make Transformers Prime a media-first entry in the franchise instead of automatically making it into a toy commercial.
So that's dumb! Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I'm just relating their stance on this from what they said before.
Yes, their highly successful strategy.
Right.
Yes.
My Little Pony Network.
No, I mean, I totally get it. I mean, I guess for better or worse,
I'm just saying that this is their intention, apparently, rather than a failure in planning as such.
Yeah. It's an admirable sentiment.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say, it's an admirable sentiment, but I really do not think it is serving them as well as they thought it would.
Yeah, and I would say the only flaw so far, I guess, is it's pretty obvious that their strategy was inflexible. So if, you know, it didn't go the way they thought it was, they clearly were stuck. So it's not like they could have – it's not like they had a backup plan to rush toys to market. It's not like they had a backup plan to change their marketing strategy for the show. It's kind of like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
They were like, oh, God, here comes the movie. We're going to have to hold this off. I mean, these toys were obviously ready, you know, in February. So I think Don made a good point that, you know, why couldn't you just release a couple teaser toys to, you know, hold it off? I think they kind of forgot that Transformers has always been a half an hour commercial for their toys.
Yeah, I definitely think that they could have, like, you know, early summer maybe released the entertainment pack with the Prime and Megatron and the PVC figures of the kids, just to remind you that this is there and there's going to be more coming later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess for some reason when they got all their ducks in a row for this channel, that they were probably, and the movie rights to their board games, that they were thinking that, you know, maybe we can be an IP company and not a toy company or board game company. And they can't. Turns out, like, your properties aren't that big a deal. I mean, they kind of are what they are, right?
Battleship, the movie. Game.
Yeah, right? That's going to be so awesome. So awesome. Oh,
now, I forget. Does anybody know offhand if Hasbro is the one who owns the rights to Simon?
I don't
know.
I'd
love to see that optioned into a movie.
Yes, I believe it is.
God.
It's a Bradley toy, I guess.
It was. It was called Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Okay. But, yeah.
So, anything else in the chat?
Let's see here. What else we got?
Stretch the show out for us, John.
I'm vamping. Let's see here. Okay, well, you know what? When it comes to, like, the Transformers Prime toys, people are bringing up stuff like Bulkhead and RC. I would bring up Starscream. Every time I've seen Starscream in person, I've been impressed with the mold. I don't think he photographs well, but I think the actual toy itself is really, really good. And, of course, Bulkhead. Bulkhead gets the benefit of being a larger price point. You know, so he gets to obviously look nicer. Starscream's got it tough because he's got a really hard model to do. But I think they did it okay. I think the other one that people are waiting for is Ratchet. Ratchet seems to be, like, I guess arguably the most popular character model.
That's
so far.
He's so new?
Well, I mean, I guess it's right because he strikes a balance between G1 and a movie design. And, of course, the character himself is kind of a draw, but
I don't think Jeffrey Combs hurts either.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, so Ratchet's got a lot going for him. And also, correct me if I'm wrong, at best we've seen like a resin model or a 3D model of his toy. We haven't really seen him yet.
Yeah, I think from Comic-Con there was a slide of the control model for it, but nothing, no physical piece. So it's probably going to be a while yet.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Absolutely. I think that's about it for the chat this week. Hey, on a personal note, I finally got around to seeing TMI, and So I'm on the Miko murder bandwagon. That was worst.
You're gonna be
minutes
you're
of my life.
Don very sad. John.
Join us.
Yeah, I know. Don is rooting for Miko in some kind dying, of 3D yes. form.
She needs to just be less irritating. Let's be quiet for a little bit longer. You know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. That's the issue. It's the being dumb thing that's the issue.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't be dumb. Kids, don't be dumb. Go to school.
Don't be stupid.
Right. Go to school.
Clearly she doesn't, right? She
don't get your friends killed. There's a big one.
Don't go to another country and then run amok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe accept blame a little sooner. That would be nice.
And learn your lesson the first time around instead of 15 bazillion episodes later.
Yeah,
sure.
She still hasn't learned her lesson yet, so she'll be dead. She'll be dead.
Her next gig is going to be as a Doctor Who companion because she's got the opposite of the don't wander off thing down. he knows how to get in trouble.
Oh man! Sadly, I could actually see that actually kind of working out.
Yeah, it was a stretch, but I made a Doctor Who reference. Come on.
That's right. It made the segment all worthwhile.
Yes.
All worthwhile.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
we'll just go with that.
Sure.
Okay, so why don't we spare our listeners suffering for a moment and take a break?
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
It is time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us most weeks by Chris McFeely, and he is here once again. So, sir, what do you have for us?
You don't have to keep rubbing it in that I'm not.
Well, I can't say every week, but it's most weeks,
you know,
right?
Brought to us by.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Highlight my continuing ineptitude.
No, it's just a gentle jab, you know. It's that little guilt, you know.
It burns. This week, I'm being selfish with my pick. This week, the spotlight is on Creo. And I'll tell you why. Because I bought some Creo in the last week or two, and it's rather fantastic little stuff. So the Transformers Wiki spotlight for this week is Creo. It's not exactly a huge article, but it's more I'm linking to the main Creo article so you can spread out and explore. And if you haven't read, for instance, the bios for the Creo characters, they're not published on the boxes anywhere, but they are on the website online. And they're remarkably amusing little things. So also, the world of Creo, it's not that these are construction brick versions of Generation 1 Optimus Prime or Movie Bumblebee. These are characters who actually hail from a fictional universe where everything is made of construction bricks. So they get their own pages on the wiki. Bumblebee, brackets, Creo. Optimus Prime, brackets, Creo. Because they live in a world and a continuity. Plus the fact that the sets have all the conflated stylings of Generation 1 and the movieverse and some other things as well. So everyone has their own article, and you can read all the little fun bio snippets that have been revealed for them, like how Megatron likes seafood restaurants, and how Optimus Prime used to have a cyber dog, and how Bumblebee loves pranking people, and how Mirage's favorite spy is James Brick, and various other baffling things like that. You may also not have been aware that they've produced several stop-motion ads for the toy line, which have been released on YouTube, and you'll find links to pages about them and links to the videos, so you can watch the Autobots breakdance or wrestle and in all sorts of various construction brick-based hilarity. And, you know, maybe go buy some of the sets as well, because they're tremendous little things. Creo, yeah, it gets my vote, and it's this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
Radio for Cybertron after these messages.
We'll be right back.
show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hey guys, it's Rob, Radio Free Cybertron. And this week's Twitter Theater, check out tfradio.net/video, and you can see it. Basically, it's my bid. It's my bid in getting Rhinox in the Transformers Hall of Fame. I'm starting early. I know most people will start to like spring, but I'm starting early. In fact, it's almost a shame that Dinobot and Waspinator got put in before Rhinox. Because, right. Dinobot's such a great character. Yeah, we get it. He died. Okay, that's the only reason you care. He died. Wasn't for the episode where he died, probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. Waspinator, okay, he deserves it. But Rhinox is such a well-written, fleshed-out character. I mean, he farted, for example. I mean, Cheetor farted. No one really cares about it. Bumblebee pees on everyone. Everyone complains about it. Rhinox farted, and he's still regarded as one of the best characters. Yeah. And in the Hall of Fame video, they're going to show all of Rhinox's greatest moments. And every few seconds, it's going to be that little tail lifts up, an explosion from space. I have a text. Now, Rhinox farting is a genius. It really is. It's a genius scene. It's like, hey, that smart guy could get unlimited power, but just for one episode, how would he do it? He'd have laser gas. You know, it's like you eat a bowl of chili and every time you burp, the laser shot out of his mouth. Yeah, this is great. This is good writing. We're going to get a daytime Emmy for this episode. I mean, and I think they did, actually, for that one episode. If there was a daytime Oscars, they probably would have got it for that. You gotta admit. That's good writing. That was amazing. They ever fart in G1? Pretty sure Sam's mom farted in the movie. Oh, correction, there was a fart in G1. Slag farted in the original Transformers movie. But didn't blow up a ship. That's called winning. That's called winning, people. That's how you win a battle. You have a laser fart. Well, that's it for Twitter Theater this week. I'm going to end on a high note and not fart.
Superhero time. Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero Time, here we go. We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So I'm told we're back from break now. If I was watching the stream, I'd actually be able to tell you that for sure, but we're just going to go with that. So those it's time for gone, the date right history.
JD. Ooh, that's me. September the 21st, which is today, 2099, which is not today.
2099?
No, 1999. Whoa. I can't talk today. What's wrong with me?
We're time
warping. It is one of those days, right? People. Let me just lay that out for you. Kid Rhino, VHS tapes, remember those? The original Transformers volumes 1 through 3 are released in the U.S., both individually and in a 3-pack. So there you go. VHS. That was that, that? Funny little thing with the
what are
magnetic
those?
Tape.
What is VHS?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, they came out with
really
movies.
Have a good time because all you need to do is take like one of those bulk eraser magnets over to your friend's house and just run it over their video.
Awesome.
Things came out on tape
at one point in life?
Yeah.
Mechanical things, reels, all that good stuff.
Yeah, these are your reel-to-reel episodes of the Transformers.
Honey, just carry a massive magnet around with you to your friend's house and just watch the fun.
Boy, these are really cool. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of amazing, though, that it's been, 12 years now since the Rhino versions of Transformers first came out on VHS.
Yeah.
DVD's been so, like, all permeating that you kind of forgot that it wasn't there before a certain DVD? Point. Shut up.
Now you're just being silly. Stop it.
What's DVD? I know it's streaming.
It's also kind of sad to me that in a few years, VHS is going to be like audio cassettes where kids just won't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's when you hit them. Hit them in the face.
Right. Oh, my God.
When I was your age, I knew what that stuff was.
The VCR, because those things are heavy enough that...
Yeah. Like, if you your VCR, I'm pretty you sure. can take somebody out with that thing.
I'm pretty sure I have several broken ones.
Oh, my God. It's unused.
Oh, my God.
Did play.
Hey, was that Patrick Swayze on the front? Bring that back.
No. Patrick Swayze still needed like $5 or $6 to work then.
You go for like the super extended play and get like 16 hours out of it at like looks, really crappy quality. Yeah. It's awesome.
That looks
I never
like
saw one that long.
I've done that before.
8 was the longest I've ever seen in person.
I think it's 8 now. Yeah. I'm exaggerating for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was everything was crappy quality then, so you didn't even know the difference.
Yeah, it was on VHS.
Yeah.
Then you had to keep tracking it. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some VCRs came with automatic tracking, so it would handle that for you without you having to push the button.
Yeah,
but that was late. That was the
working to get too old, right?
No, here's the cool part, kids. If you have DVDs, right? Like, you watch it the first day, or you watch it, like, 4 years later, it looks just as good. Get VHS, watch it the first day, it looks beautiful. Watch it 4 years later, and it looks horrible.
What are you talking about? You watch it on day 4, and it looks horrible. Yeah.
Magnetic degrade for the win.
Yeah. You know what's really cool, though? Out in the garage, I believe there is still my dad's first top-loader VCR.
Whoa! Oh, those were cool. They popped out the top? Oh, yeah. You put that on top of your wood-framed television.
I'm pretty sure we still have those rewinding, videotape rewinding things that look like cars.
Oh, yeah. I remember, I remember the video rental place up on the corner when I used to live in the Chicago suburbs. There was one of those sitting on the counter.
VHS rewinders, or as I like to call them, tape breakers.
Those because
they go high velocity all the way to the end, and then right off the reel. It was awesome.
Woo!
Anyway, this is not a tech show. We talk about it was fun to digress for a minute and fill some time.
Yes, and the topic's going to take all of about 5 minutes, so we need to fill up some time. So, yeah, moving on to our discussion topic this week.
That's amazing.
Tyrese Gibson predicted this week that should Transformers 4 happen, he believes that Michael Bay and Shia LaBeouf will be coming back for it.
Truly, that's a miss.
That's there's a whole if right I there. If
another movie
back.
Will happen, because I need a paycheck in like...
Yes.
He seemed very, very sure that there will be a Transformers 4, which is, you know, not surprising.
No, I wouldn't think so. You know, Dark of the Moon made most money out of all three of them so far.
Yes. Oh, did it? Interesting.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't think it had.
Yes.
I guess in the long run.
Dark of the Moon made more money worldwide than any other of the other movies.
Than Jesus.
Yes, than Jesus.
Jesus himself.
Well, I mean that pretty much supports the pattern, because Revenge of the Fallen made more money than the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's from what I remember hearing.
So, you know,
why?
Theoretically, if Transformers 4 did the same thing, it would make all of the money in the universe.
They wouldn't be able to top it with a fifth?
It would save Greece.
Yeah, it would create itself. It's so successful.
It would be its own country.
So much money. It just generates itself.
It would be its own country.
Okay,
it's like
so...
It's spontaneously birth into being, right?
Yes.
Maybe that would make it much better, right?
That's actually how the universe came.
You know, if we get the government to subsidize that, maybe we get, like, boost the economy somehow or something.
Yeah. We can imagine how patriotic it would be. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So aside from Transformers 4 apparently solving all of the world's problems all at once.
I want to sign up for this one, man.
Do you think having Michael Bay back on directing and Shia LaBeouf starring would hurt the franchise, having them around for the fourth go? Or what would happen if they were back?
What would happen if they weren't back?
It's been continually better in terms of money making, so
franchise, like overall.
It depends on what you mean. Monetarily, creatively? Monetarily, I think the answer is obvious, yes. It will make
more. Yeah, I think monetarily there would have to be a lot of screw ups along the way beyond the level of Revenge of the Fallen for anything bad to ever happen to it.
Maybe you'll get into like the Star Trek franchise thing where it's like every other movie is crap. Like the reverse of the Star Trek thing. It's like the first movie Star Trek is bad, the second one's good, the third one's crap. Did Brian is saying that Nemesis broke that track.
Well, it wasn't good or bad. I think it was bad.
Awful.
Okay.
And so we're saying that, well, anyway, I don't want to talk about
that. The thing about the Transformers movies is, like, say what you want, but it's not like the general public walked away ever feeling like they weren't satisfied. It's like everybody walked away, in general, from all three movies feeling entertained. So, you know, they left with a decent taste in their mouth. So
enough so that they came back and spent more money and made it even more successful, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, from a sense of general audience appeal, the movies work. They make their money like they're supposed to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they send people away happy, and you know, they're kind of hearing on.
Even if us fans are sitting here debating whether we not like it or not, so, yeah.
They send people away happy, maybe not missing a few IQ points in the process.
Possibly.
Yeah, but, you know, it was fun in the process, I guess.
I always just, whenever you see a movie by Michael Bay, you just kind of say, I'm just going to turn my brain off.
And it's a popcorn movie.
Yeah. And people who don't understand that,
they may, looking at the numbers like off of Movie Mojo, just talking about the movie as far as international release, and of course not including marketing, they made the movie for $200 million, and it's made over $1 billion.
$1.11 billion.
So, woof. Yeah. You know,
woof indeed, buddy. Woof indeed.
That's a moneymaker there. I mean, that's just.
Didn't Michael Bay say a couple months ago how he couldn't understand how a movie could be produced for the hundreds of millions of dollars some of the other movies this summer cost to make?
You mean
not? Because they didn't use the momentous, like, server farms of. that they like to tell you about of ILM, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of telling to me that he's doing it on what he thinks is a budget level, and it's still making all of these piles and piles of money on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, look at like Green Lantern, which had virtually the same budget. And
made like a tenth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worldwide, it made about $220 million. So, yeah.
We won't talk in Green Lantern.
Wait, really? Oh, God.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Well, Green Lantern is long going to be a signpost for how to do this wrong.
Sure. Right. It's like Waterworld. It's this generation's Waterworld.
Well, wait, Waterworld actually made money. Like a lot.
After like 20 years.
Yeah, because everybody was like, Waterworld is the worst movie ever. They're like, really? Let's go back.
I just kept watching it.
And then it came back.
I don't think 20 years from now, if Green Lantern goes into the green, people are going to be like, oh, never mind.
Oh, that's okay. Made its money back. Meanwhile, production staff is panhandling somewhere down.
They're like, LA, these last 18 years, totally worth it. You're vindicated.
Anyway. About Transformers.
That'll work, too.
It all depends on... I think the bigger question is whether Bay really wants to come back or whether he wants to get out of the rut. I mean, it's not like Bay's, like, in love with the Transformers property. It's been a job for him, you know. He didn't have anything else going on, and it made him a lot of money in pretty quick succession. But, you know, is it something that he really wants to hang on to? I mean, he probably has another Bad Boys film in his mind.
You know? An opus.
You know.
Well, I mean, if Will Smith is open to doing Men in MI3 or Men in Black MIB3, then he's most likely up for Bad Boys 3. I mean,
yeah. You know.
He's up for a payday. I think
he's up for a paycheck. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Will Smith can try to act all uppity actor as much as he wants, but, you know.
Will Smith can try to act as much as he wants.
Right.
But he makes a lot of money.
But he's also on residuals now.
Well, and the other question, though, is, like, you know, the other statement there is, like, is Shia going to come back? And
right.
I think it would, you know, honestly, I think for Shia's career, I think it would be a really bad move to do another one of these movies. Yes.
Yeah, well, and the thing, too, is do we need Shia back again in one of these movies, or is his story basically over with?
I think we've had a good progression. I mean, we went from, you know, the boy buying his first car to now the boy becoming a man at the end of the third. I think that's a good arc for that character, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
I think his line has surpassed... Like, maybe he'll be a cameo or something, but...
Yeah, there could be a handoff.
Yeah, I mean, he could be like one of the consultants in the Nest headquarters or whatever for one shot or something.
Timeline has run... I think his story has run its course without dragging it on any further.
To be honest, I really probably could have done without him even being in Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was more relevant in this film than he was in the previous one.
Maybe, but except for a little bit at the start and like about three quarters of the way through, that really could have been written for any character. You could have made it be any of the Nest guys or anybody else.
Yeah, but I think the weight of what happens with that character is, I mean, part of what drew that whole thing down is not having the Megan Fox character at the end of it. I mean, if it would have been, I can't even remember what that character's name is. If it would have been that character and, like, she would have not been fired and it would have been that character instead of having to put a new character in the mix, I think it would have had a little bit more weight to it. But yeah, with having her gone, I think it, you know, yeah.
On the other hand, you could attribute that to part of Sam's growth that he, you know, broke up with the girl he was only with because of the Transformers connection.
Mm. She dumped him.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She was like, you got no big robots anymore. I'm going to leave you.
Well, even better then. See, that just shows how much attention I paid to Sam's part of the story.
What story? Like,
I mean, to us, you know, it's about the robots. But I think overall, I think the humans matter. And I think that character matters. Sure. But
hey, there were scenes in Dark of the Moon where there were no humans. And they were boring as all get out. You just get tired of watching two giant robots talk to each other.
Well, yeah. you get tired of watching two giant robots who are all grim serious. You know, that's where you get.
Why aren't they cutting jokes with each other?
Yeah, if it was like the, you know, Wheelie and
Outback.
Yeah, or whatever that other guy was.
Outback.
You
mean Brains?
Outback. Yeah, Brains, I guess. Outback. Not Q, Brains.
Outback.
Yeah. Outback.
We need Outback.
Outback would have been funny and probably offensive.
He was always smoking.
Outback to come and be Robot Paul Hogan.
Yes. Crocodile Dundee.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We should totally do that in the next one.
Yeah, they should, and they should
write
have a knife
right now. We demand Outback in the next film.
Yeah, is Paul Hogan still alive? Because he could voice him.
Yeah, he's totally not working. Actually, I think he's in jail for tax evasion.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. I think he's in jail for tax evasion right now.
Breaking news.
Didn't he run for, like, governor or something?
No.
No, that was...
He was convicted for tax evasion, for sure. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Tax evasion. He's definitely a politician, right? That's
apparently.
Well, we're covering the taboo gambit tonight, huh?
If Paul Hogan is like a law-abiding citizen, we didn't mean anything by this.
I heard it on NPR. It's got to be true.
Well, apparently, he's now suing the Australian government.
Because he's...
Because
that's
he was found...
What?
He was,
says, granted permission to return to the U.S., blah, blah, blah. Through the terms of the agreement have not been disclosed, Hogan continues to deny any wrongdoing, and he has sued the Australian government, saying that its earning potential and reputation have been decimated.
Wow. Right. I think you know, Crocodile Dundee 2 did that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think that was before the tax evasion.
There was that movie he did about angels or something. I'm pretty sure that is what
tempted. Oh, yeah. Ouch. Awesome.
So.
JD, you know all the crappy 1988 movies. Let me tell
you. What can I say?
It's like a library.
The talent. Late 80s, early 90s crap movie? I'm there.
Was it awful? Did it happen in the late 80s? Call JD.
What about 976 Evil? Did you love that movie?
God.
No. I don't want to.
I remember the title.
Yeah, I do remember the title. Which made me think about Transylvania 65,000, but that's a whole different... anyway.
So, do we have any other thoughts about Transformers 4 and how that might change things?
No. I mean, what's it going to change? I mean, I don't even know how to speculate on that. I mean,
well, yeah. Me either, but this was...
There's no way they're going to go, except for... are they going to eventually go to Unicron at some point?
That would be awesome, but I don't even know how they would do that. I mean,
they brought Cybertron into our orbit.
Sort of.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. It would be a
point of like, I was
this from
too.
Fantastic Four. That was horrible.
Yeah. Really
loud horns.
If they did that, you know what? Like, the fanboys really would like riot at Paramount, and like, it would be horrible.
They wouldn't.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One more thing to try to give this a little bit of direction.
Good luck.
Yes.
This is probably good. This is probably good. If they do change director and main star for the fourth movie, should they try to keep it in continuity with the first three or do a reboot?
I would say keep it in continuity.
Yeah, because, you know, frankly, they probably don't want to remodel everybody.
Yep.
They've got these models. That's so much time and cost saving.
That is actually what Don Murphy said. He said it doesn't make any sense to reboot it because we already have these models. And if you notice, they got better and better through every movie. Like Optimus Prime had 10,000 pieces in the first one. Let's add another 2,000. And then in the third one, he was like ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't really tell any difference. They're all bags of knives to me.
And here would be a good opportunity to bring in like a non-Megatron Galvatron. You know, as your bad guy. Well, I mean, that would be
that's kind of the thing too. That would be a challenge with the fourth movie. They kind of killed all the Decepticons.
Well, not all of them, but all the big hitters.
Yeah, but you can bring in Galvatron. You could bring in Jaxxas. I mean, there's plenty of other.
I'm
going to ignore Ryan and the things he's yelling that you can't hear
because
it's not important.
We're not going to address the voice in our head right now.
Right, we have a voice in our head that's saying things that we're just going to ignore because it's a bad idea and I don't care what he says. There's opportunities for other Decepticon leaders, you know, that are out there and a whole, you know, another slew of, you know, Decepticons coming in for some other MacGuffin that's hidden on Earth, you know.
Like the Power Booster Rod.
How is it that in no matter what Transformers continuity you're in, like, Earth becomes the ridiculous repository for Cybertronian technology? Like, it doesn't matter whether it's, like, Minicons or the Matrix of Leadership or, you know.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Your mom is on Earth, and her gravitational pull is so strong.
That's what it is.
That all this stuff just flies in from space. You know?
It's got to be it. She does have her own orbit. And...
Okay, and on that note, John, why don't we check in with the chat one more time?
Well, I mean, you know, some people want reboots, possibly featuring the characters from Reboot. I'm going to...
Well, you know, Megabyte wouldn't be the worst Transformers villain ever.
He would be awesome if they kept the same, like, polygon count.
Yeah.
Use that same mod. That would be awesome.
And if they only use the stock clips they have of Tony J.
So, yeah, he just says generic things, never directed at anybody in particular.
Right.
a lot of evil laughing at just anything, you know, whatever's happening.
And of course, you'd have to introduce characters named Heck and Slash, because that's about 90% of his dialogue.
Okay, fair enough. I think we can do that. And we have to assign them racial stereotypes. I'm sure we can find some.
There better be an Asian one, seriously. I swear to God.
Yeah, where's the Asian one? Where's the Asian hate?
Where's the offensive gay Asian?
Movie 4 needs to introduce Drift as the offensive Asian stereotype.
Right. I mean, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome.
Now that the gay Asian has ended for an entourage, you got to put another Asian stereotype.
Yeah, or like the gay Hispanic.
You know, and you keep the Star Trek tie and you make it George Takei and you just...
Why?
You better be
that
fresh.
That would be awesome.
Come on.
Also, we need to incorporate Gundams. That would be awesome. If we could do Gundams, like human piloted mechs, would be terrific.
And mech they are fresh off the boats.
Let's see here. And speed lines. When they run, I demand speed lines.
So it's Beast Machines, the movie.
It would be awesome. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Other than that, I posted questionable pictures of RC posters in the chat. You can't really talk about them, yeah.
But we did talk about them, didn't we, JD?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they are out there. Just do a Google image search for Google RC image. Poster. Yeah.
Might want to keep your finger over that safe search option, though.
You might.
No, turn it off.
And if you have a significant other, keep your eyes on the door to your office, because you don't want them to walk in.
Wait till they're screen.
Well, I have a mirror over my computer so I can see.
That's right. It's RC time, baby. That's right.
No.
Let's see here. Other than that, got nothing. Sorry.
Maybe that's for the best.
Ooh, it's getting hot in here.
Okay. Well, I think that's the end of our show because
we're out of stuff.
We have totally out of material.
Where can we possibly go after that?
That's
going to be RFC for this week. If you're watching live, stay tuned for new Soundwave.
Yay! We're going to talk Gears of War 3 and Transformers Commodore 64.
Nice!
And are we going to make more fun of the 3DS?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. and more PlayStation. We're going to make fun of more Sony, so it'd be fantastic.
Mm, nice. Cool.
Yeah, the PSN went down again, didn't it?
No, another update.
Did it? I thought it went down for a bit today, and they didn't know why. Like, Sony was like, I don't know, it's down again.
We'll get back to you. Come on, you knew this was coming.
That's right. Ain't the first time.
For, you know, days and weeks, it doesn't really matter that much.
That's right. You're right.
Stop crying. Consumers. Yeah. Don't be big.
But yeah, we'll talk more about that on New Soundwave coming up right after.
Yes. So, great.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.